Hi, Dylan. How are you?
Hi.
Doing
I'm good. How
good?
are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's Friday, you know, so I'm ready for the weekend for
Yeah.
sure. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. My name's Nadine. I know you've been talking here with Tara. Poor thing. Her voice is like going in and out. But hopefully she makes it through the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Now
Get some
she.
chamomile tea, baby. That'll help.
Yeah, I was telling her, you need to drink hot tea, nothing cold, because I feel like that makes it worse, you know?
Chamomile
But,
tea with wildflower honey. Wildflower honey.
oh, well, that's a good idea. I'm going to write that down even for myself, you know? But I know that she was kind of going
Little mint,
over.
good too. Some mint.
Yeah, I love mint in my teas. I definitely do. And so I know that she was, you know, kind of going over the basics of the program. She did want me to just hop on the phone to kind of go over pricing and details with you, but most importantly, I like to make sure that it would be a good fit for your business. So, but I did want to ask what questions you might have for me, if any, aside from the price.
Not particularly, no. I mean, she's talking about geographical area, so we're talking like 6-4. I mean, like right now, that address that she's talking about, that's an apartment that I just moved into, but it's in Grandview. But my primary zip code I'm working out of is 64083.
Okay.
Well,
Okay.
kind of,
Which
I don't
is in
know,
Cass County?
yeah, but
Okay.
then I also used to work in Jackson County, and Johnson County, Kansas.
Okay.
I try to keep like a 15 to 20 mile radius, but I don't want to run too far out.
Okay, that's perfect. Because even from Grandview, if I'm not mistaken, looking at the map, Grandview to Cass County is roughly about a little under 24 miles. Does that sound about right?
From where I'm at, to Cass County. No, I mean, it's a stone's throw. The Cass County line is, I believe, 155th Street, which from my apartment, that's like 5 blocks. So.
Okay. I'm just going by the zip code of Cass County. I just went on the map.
Right.
So it shows like it's like a 26-minute drive. Does that sound right?
I mean, if you're going to, I guess, the county seat, Harrisonville, maybe.
Okay.
That might be about right if that's what's based on. But of course, that's
Yeah.
64071.
Okay.
Anyway.
But you said it's
So
roughly
I don't know
about
that Grandview
20
zip code
miles.
again, though. 64030. That's a pretty good center point for me, I
Okay.
think. Because then my radius doesn't go too far south into Cass County, where I would be having to make long runs down to Harrisonville or something like that and deal with that,
Yeah.
you know. But,
Okay. Okay. Thank you for sharing that with me, Dylan, because it helps me have a better understanding. Now, the work that you do, is it mainly residential work?
mainly, yes.
Okay. And she said that you were focusing on the fencing right now?
Jack of all was, people ask me, what do you do? And I'm like, well, what do you need done? And so it's kind of all over the place. And then, so this last year, I wanted to kind of dial in a focus on it, you know, kind of specialize in something. Fencing is, there's a high demand for it. There's,
Yeah.
never enough, operators out there doing it to satisfy the demand. So, there's a lot of opportunity there.
Okay. That's good. And then now I did see a couple of things when I looked up the company by name. In fact, what came up was this Angie's listing, formerly known as Home Advisor. I don't know if that's
Right.
current or if that was earlier on.
I just signed up for that.
Okay.
Just couple days ago, and then I totally typoed my email address in there too. I need to get a hold of them and get that fixed. But
okay.
Yeah.
Have they started sending yet, or not yet?
Yeah. They've been sending me some stuff, but see, I wasn't sure how their program works, but they're sending me leads. But the information about the lead is not very detailed for what it is, and the price. And I'm like, and the price on the lead, I'm like, they're wanting $40-some for a lead, and it's something to do with bathroom faucet. And I'm like, I'm not sure what that is. It could be or bathroom sub fixtures. You know, I mean, if it's a toilet replacement, that's great. I get $500 for that. You know, but if it's swapping out a fixing a leaky faucet, you know, not worth quite as much to really pay $40 for a leak. There are other like Thumbtack and TaskRabbit are a little better. You get, but especially like Thumbtack, you get better information, and you can, I mean, at least see the value in the leak before you buy it. I'm not impressed with it yet, so.
Okay. So you use Thumbtack too then?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that's probably coming up finding things on, you know, people on Facebook, my friends will.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my friends will let them know, okay, so.
Yeah, community pages. Yeah, those work really well. So you haven't created like a business Facebook page though, right?
I do have business Facebook pages for both Jack of All and Peculiar Fence Guy. But I don't do a lot with them. It's hard for me to find the time to get into all that. I really, my idea was that once I get, to a certain level where I need to hire an assistant, you know, I could afford to hire an assistant and somebody that can work that and find leads, find jobs for me, you know, answer the phone whenever somebody calls.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't answer while I'm working on a job, I can't answer a phone or respond to an email. And so, you know, it's all day I'm working, and then at the end of the day, trying to get something to eat, spend some time with my kids, and then following up with prospects. You know.
Yeah, understood. Well, you know, again, the reason that we were reaching out, Dylan, is because this listing had just opened up within our company for your category. And we're really looking for a company that's a good fit to put into this position, close it out. What that would mean for you is that once we start working with you on the first page of Google, we're not going to turn around and then sign up one of your competitors. This is really where the exclusivity comes in. And it's to ensure that, you know, your company is getting the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. I'm not saying that you're going to be the only company listed on Google. Because obviously there's other businesses listed there too, right? So there is one particular package that I think would be a really good fit for you to start with, which is what we call our Platinum package. And basically the Platinum package, what it does is it puts you on the first page of Google in the local map section, which is where 90% of searches will start and stop. You'll be listed as well on Bing, which is what I call the sister company to Google. Our directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. We do Facebook advertising. So pretty much when someone's doing a search on Google and then they happen to go to Facebook, right? They're just looking at pictures or stories. They would see your ad appear. Now, we could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. So once that they click on the ad, they call you directly. A lot of our clients have seen some really great results. Now, you don't have a website, right? there's not one that I'm missing.
No.
Okay. So we would actually
spend money on that on something I don't have time to manage, you know?
Yeah. Well, we would actually include one for you so that we can showcase more of your work. We write a biography about your company. We'll host it, manage it, we'll maintain it. We attach it where you're listed, and then we also cover what we call the mobile platform. Now, what that would mean is anyone that uses iPhones, Androids, tablets, or even their voice searches can still pull you up within the first page search results. It would pretty much cover all of your bases. And as far as with pricing, let me see here, because Tara said that you're full owner, I mean, you're operator, you do it all, other than your son that you have him on a 1099. I heard that. I was like, aw, I'm all how cute. It's funny. My nephew, my brother-in-law has his own shop. He's a mechanic. And my nephew's been helping him since he was like 10, literally. He goes on the weekends. And now he's 15, or actually he'll be 15 this year. And, in fact, in a couple of days, oh, my goodness, I better not forget, the 7th. And he basically, like, goes on the Snap-on, like the truck will come by, and he has his own little account opened, and he's been buying tools. He has a toolbox at his dad's shop, yeah. So, you know, eventually it's going to be his shop one day, so.
Yeah.
But,
well, my granddad was a plumber. My dad was a plumber. They worked for the gas company. I went to work with my dad on these two projects on the weekend on the side to make money. I was a helper when I was 6 years old, you know, learning to dig in trenches, cutting and fitting pipe for water and gas lines, building meter sets, installing water heaters. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
By the time I was when I was 13, when I was helping with jobs, I was getting paid $20 an hour in 1987. That was, 1987.
That was good money back then.
$10. If you make $10 an hour, that was good money back then.
Right? I know.
Wow.
That's awesome. You know, I feel no age is too young to start teaching them, you know, responsibility, working, teaching them the trade. I mean, I think that's where a lot of us have gone wrong, you know? I have four daughters. I mean, they're older now. I'm a grandma, but it's like some of them love to work and hustle because they got to stay busy, and other ones are like, you know, and I'm like, where is the drive? You know what I mean? Like, where's the drive?
When I went to college, you know, between 2004 and 2012, going to college is like, it looked to me like most of the college students, like their parents never had them clean house because, I mean, the dorms, I didn't live in the dorms, but I visited the dorms a time or two and not good.
Not. I agree with you. It's like, what in the world? You know?
By the time I was 8 years old, I was washing the dishes and folding laundry, and I did as much house chores as I did yard chores, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Cleaning the bathroom.
Believe me. My mom had us out there helping her with the garden and everything. Like, yeah, you were, like, on your hands and knees pulling weeds. Yeah, so. But, you know, looking at this package, I'm going to bring you in with this credit, which is it's going to basically waive the setup fee so that you have no setup fee. And it would bring your monthly investment with us would be $299 a month. That is a fixed flat rate. So you're not charged for every color job that you get, right? And that rate would remain the same no matter how long you're with us. We do ask you for, you know, to commit to us. It's a 3-month verbal commitment. So basically we're asking you to stick it out for 3 months, but you are paying monthly. And it would be for this platinum package. I think this would be the better one for you to start with. It's not created to overwhelm you, Dylan, or inundate you with a bunch of calls and jobs. It is to provide you a steady flow where you could be super selective on the jobs that you do want to take without having that cost per call.
Right. And because this thing, I feel like I don't want to waste your time on this today, because right now I am in the middle of a high conflict divorce. Until we settle that, and that's, we're scheduled for trial in June. Until I settle that, I really can't move forward with getting my business back up and running, because until we settle our estate, I don't have access to money to replace the truck that she sold so that I can actually get back to work, get my business back up and running. And so, right now I'm surviving on driving Uber 60 hours a week, and then, I'm interviewing for a job at a distribution center to load and unload trucks, which is going to transition to that so that I don't have to drive Uber anymore, and it pays better money. So, just to get through the divorce, and then at that end,
you're going through that. That's tough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm really sorry you're going through that.
The worst part about it is it's hard on my kids. It's hard on my children, that's the thing I'm upset most about with my wife is that, it's like, if we couldn't make our relationship work, but we always did right by our kids, and then she does all this, and she's been alienating me from the kids, and it's just ridiculous, and it's not right
sorry. It's tough. My brother-in-law just went through a divorce. Well, it's been 2 years now, but Dylan, it was really tough. He was like, he actually was giving her a lot, Like, as far as, he was trying to, let's just kind of settle this, between us. She was so, and I get it, she was very hurt.
That's what I asked her for, because, she wanted a divorce. I said, okay, well, let's not spend thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars on attorneys and fighting and squabbling over stuff. Let's just settle with ourselves. We can hire an attorney, make sure we file it right and all that, and just sort it out. So her response was to fund a $10,000 retainer to a high conflict legal group, and then having thrown out a house on order of protection on a pack of lies. So I responded by filing the dissolution.
Yeah, it's tough because my brother-in-law, and I'll say this, he, because she didn't want to meet halfway, and he was pretty much like giving her whatever she wanted, basically, he even said, let's sell the house, let's split it, you could start fresh, and she was like, nope, she didn't want to do it, and she said, I'm going to buy you out, but she had a plan behind it, though. She was buying him out, and the sad part is her dad was on his deathbed. She had her dad giving her all the money to buy my brother-in-law out. My brother-in-law's like, why are you doing this? And so long story short, the back and forth, because she wouldn't agree on things, every time his lawyer had to respond to a letter, it was costing him $5,000. And I told my brother-in-law, she's draining the money that you got from her buying you out.
That's a classic strategy. And that's, it's like my wife, she fired her first attorney. My guess is because he told her that she's not going to get what she wants, because in order to get what she wants, it required me to, react in a way that, would be bad for me. And I didn't do it. So she hired another attorney, I used to be a police officer and also used to be a deputy juvenile officer. I know the law, I know the courts, I know lawyers, and I talk to other attorneys, and so this attorney she has now, I understand her strategy is that classic strategy to run the bill up on the other party. Which is usually most of the time, it's a man as a primary breadwinner. Well, in this case, it's not really going to work because she was the primary breadwinner because I took care of the kids in the home and started my own business so that she could focus on her career. And I also helped her advance her career in the position she's in now. You know, 5 years ago, she was hitting the ceiling in the labs there and was frustrated. And I told her to go into management, and I coached her through it. And I basically did the negotiating for her and got her a $51,000 raise. And then,
yeah.
So she makes $170,000 a year. So her new attorney is not accepting email communications from me. So I just fired my attorney. So they're not running the bill up on me. I was representing myself. So anyway, sorry.
That that's going on. I hope it works out, you know, sooner for the kids' sake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you have a peace of mind. But you know what I'll do, Dylan, is like if something like this ever comes back up, right, in the future,
right,
then I'll definitely, you know, try to reach back out to you just to see, you know, if perhaps it might be better timing for you. I mean, we just don't know, right?
I would think somewhere, you know, somewhere in the fall, maybe, you know, August and September, like maybe when I mean, hopefully we can get it settled right in June, but I have a feeling there's going to be some delays. I'm not expecting to be finished with it till probably August, really. The first thing I'm going to do is replace my truck. And so I can get my tools and get back to work, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, listen, again, I hope it all works out for you. I hope you have a good weekend. It's a holiday.
You too. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. I take all the blessings I can get, you know? For sure. All right. Well, good luck with everything, and hopefully we can talk with you again sometime soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You take care. All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.